Hello everyone, welcome to Tesla Daily News. Today is July 24th, Friday, and the following is the latest Tesla news. According to ICI Radio Canada, Tesla's stock suffered a steep drop in the latest trading session after its quarterly earnings disappointed Wall Street expectations. The share price opened at $341, reached an intraday high of $342.11, but then slid to a low of $315.74 and finally closed at $319.69. Trading volume was heavy at over 115 million shares, and the previous close had been $374.01, meaning Tesla lost more than 14% in a single day. This sharp decline reflects investor concern over weaker profits and rising spending, even as vehicle deliveries and revenue continue to grow. From a technical perspective, the stock broke sharply below recent support with heavy volume, signaling strong selling pressure and potential short-term volatility. In 10 words, massive gap down, heavy volume, momentum bearish but rebound possible. According to Gisano Algemeine Digital and Dai Guoc, Tesla's latest quarterly report paints a mixed but very important picture for investors. On the positive side, Tesla reversed its recent delivery slowdown. After 2 years of declining volumes, vehicle deliveries in the second quarter jumped roughly a quarter year-on-year to about 480,126 cars. Revenue moved in line with deliveries, climbing 26% to around $28.24 billion, clearly beating analyst expectations, which had been closer to $25.7 billion. For Tesla enthusiasts, this confirms that demand for the core electric vehicle lineup, particularly the Model Y and other mass-market models, remains robust despite intense global competition and broader macroeconomic uncertainty. According to the same German reports, profitability is where the picture turns more challenging. Adjusted earnings per share came in at only 33 cents, far below the roughly 51 cents that Wall Street analysts had forecast. The company's quarterly net profit slipped about 5% to just over $1.11 billion. Several factors contributed to this margin pressure. Tesla increased discounts and rebates in its crucial U.S. market to stimulate demand and stay competitive, which weigh on margins. At the same time, the company removed its more expensive, higher-margin Model S and Model X vehicles from the lineup, at least for now, to free up capacity in the Fremont factory for future Optimus robot production. This strategic shift sacrifices near-term high-margin revenue in favor of long-term robotics potential, something investors must weigh carefully. According to Gisano Algemeine Digital, another key headwind came from a sharp decline in Tesla's regulatory credit revenue. Proceeds from selling CO2 emissions rights dropped to about $146 million, down from $380 million just 3 months earlier. Policy moves in the United States, including actions by President Donald Trump that weakened emissions rules, have eroded this once lucrative side business. In past years, the sale of such credits often helped Tesla offset weakness in its underlying automotive profitability. With that cushion now reduced, the company's core operations must carry more of the profit burden, leaving less room for aggressive price cuts without notable impact on earnings. According to the German coverage, Tesla's reported net income was also flattered by a non-recurring accounting gain. Roughly $763 million of the quarter's profit stemmed from a pure book gain linked to the revaluation of Tesla's stake in SpaceX following the space company's recent stock market listing. After the June 30th balance sheet date, however, the SpaceX share price declined significantly, suggesting that portion of the gain does not translate into enduring economic value. For equity investors, this distinction matters. The underlying automotive and energy businesses are not as profitable as the headline net income figure might initially suggest. According to Gisano Algemeine Digital, Tesla's capital expenditure trajectory is another central issue for shareholders. Chief Financial Officer Vaibhav Taneja indicated that capital investment would continue to rise over the next couple of years as Tesla accelerates spending on new initiatives, including robotics, robotaxis, and manufacturing infrastructure such as chip fabrication. The company expects capital expenditures to reach roughly $26 billion by 2026. This elevated CapEx profile underscores Tesla's transition from a pure electric vehicle maker into a broader technology and robotics platform, but it also pressures free cash flow and could limit near-term returns to shareholders unless these projects begin generating substantial revenue. According to the same sources, Tesla is also modifying its production footprint. In Europe, the company's factory in Grünheide near Berlin, which builds the Model Y, is set for expansion. Management recently announced plans to increase capacity at this facility, reinforcing Europe's importance in Tesla's global supply chain and demand base. At the same time, the Fremont plant in California is being partially retooled to make space for the upcoming Optimus humanoid robot line. Phasing out the Model S and Model X to accommodate this shift signals that Tesla views robotics as a long-term value driver that can potentially exceed the contribution of niche luxury vehicles. For investors who believe in Musk's robotics vision, this is a pivotal, if risky, turning point. According to Die Glock News, the company's much-discussed robotaxi efforts remain shrouded in uncertainty. Tesla has insisted that the rollout of fully driverless robotaxis in multiple U.S. cities is progressing well. However, around a year after the initial launch, the company has not disclosed key operational metrics, such as the size of the active robotaxi fleet or the number of passengers transported. The primary new data point Tesla has provided is that its driverless vehicles have accumulated about 380,000 miles of operation without human supervision, or roughly 611,000 kilometers. This sounds impressive, but when placed in context, it appears modest. According to the same German reporting, robotaxis from Waymo, the Alphabet-owned autonomous driving pioneer, are currently racking up around 2 million miles per week. This comparison helps explain some of the skepticism found in markets after Tesla's earnings. Tesla remains committed to its camera-only approach to autonomy, foregoing expensive LiDAR sensors that Waymo and others use to improve reliability. Elon Musk has long claimed that Tesla will dominate the self-driving market based on its vision-only system and massive fleet data advantage. Yet the current mileage gap between Tesla's driverless operations and Waymo suggests that Tesla still has significant ground to cover before it can credibly claim robotaxi leadership. According to Decino Algemeine Digital and Die Glock, the Optimus humanoid robot project faces its own delays and complexities. Earlier this year, Tesla had hinted that both Optimus and the steering wheel-less CyberCab robotaxi vehicle could approach series production relatively soon. On the latest earnings call, however, management backed away from those aggressive timelines. Elon Musk told analysts that developing a capable humanoid robot is extraordinarily complex and that production would ramp up only gradually rather than at the rapid pace previously implied. For investors, this shift reinforces the idea that substantial revenue from robotics will likely come later than many of the most optimistic expectations. According to IndianTelevision.com, Elon Musk's comments on the earnings call also reignited speculation about a possible future merger between Tesla and SpaceX. When asked about the idea, Musk highlighted that the two companies are collaborating on an increasing number of projects and that there is growing overlap in their technologies and operations. He added that any discussion of combining the companies could not take place on an earnings call and would require an appropriate formal process. This careful but open wording neither confirmed nor denied the possibility, keeping the long-running merger debate alive among investors. According to the same report, Tesla's general counsel Brandon Earhart described SpaceX as a great partner and pointed to numerous beneficial transactions, including the joint Terafab project, without directly addressing merger rumors. Tesla is supplying batteries and manufacturing know-how for SpaceX initiatives, while both companies are collaborating on Terafab, a semiconductor facility aimed at producing advanced chips for artificial intelligence workloads. These links strengthen the argument of those who view Tesla not just as an automaker, but as a core hardware and manufacturing platform for Musk's broader tech empire, spanning AI, robotics, energy systems, and space infrastructure. According to IndianTelevision.com, some investors see significant upside in a potential Tesla-SpaceX combination. Supporters believe a merger could simplify Musk's corporate structure, reduce management complexity, and create a uniquely integrated technology company that encompasses electric vehicles, AI, robotics, launch services, and satellite networks. Gene Munster of Deepwater Asset Management even suggested that, following the latest call, he now believes there is a very high probability that the two companies will merge within the next few years. This kind of bullish commentary has helped fuel investor imagination about what a combined entity could look like and how it might be valued relative to today's separate Tesla and SpaceX valuations. According to the same analysis, however, major obstacles stand in the way of any such deal. JP Morgan and other observers highlight that regulatory approvals could be particularly difficult, especially in China. SpaceX's deep connections to the US government and its strategic role in defense and communications could trigger national security concerns if a merged entity had substantial operations or ownership stakes involving Chinese investors or facilities. There are also serious governance questions. Musk holds a significantly larger voting stake in private SpaceX than in publicly traded Tesla, so any merger structure would have to address the rights and influence of Tesla's minority shareholders carefully. These complications suggest that, even if Musk wants a merger, execution might be slow and challenging. According to the various reports, the interplay between SpaceX's public listing, Tesla's stake in the space company, and Musk's desire for tighter control at Tesla is increasingly important for shareholders. SpaceX has already absorbed Musk's AI venture XAI, with the social media platform X also folded into XAI earlier. This pattern of consolidating ventures may hint at how Musk prefers to structure his businesses. At Tesla, he has long sought a controlling voting position similar to what he enjoys at SpaceX. Whether and how that ambition can be reconciled with the interests of public Tesla shareholders will likely remain a key storyline in the coming years. According to ICI Radio Canada, the broader market context also matters when interpreting Tesla's stock performance. U.S. indices pulled back as surging oil prices pushed Brent crude above $100 per barrel. Rising energy costs are stoking fears that inflation may re-accelerate, forcing central banks to keep interest rates high or even raise them further. Higher borrowing costs generally weigh on high-growth technology stocks, including Tesla, by reducing the present value of their future earnings. In this environment, companies that report weaker-than-expected profits or increasing spending plans tend to be punished more severely by the market, which helps explain the intensity of Tesla's latest sell-off. According to the same market report, Tesla was among the biggest individual drags on the S&P 500 index because of its large market capitalization. While other major tech names such as Alphabet also fell, in Alphabet's case due to concerns over heavy artificial intelligence investment, Tesla stood out with a nearly double-digit decline after its earnings. For Tesla enthusiasts and investors, this illustrates once again how tightly the company's share price is tied not only to its own fundamentals but also to shifts in macro conditions, sector-wide risk appetite, and sentiment around high-growth, capital-intensive tech businesses. Thank you for listening to Tesla Daily News. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing so you do not miss the latest updates on Tesla and its evolving story.